For any artist or aspiring artist, a new technique can liberate the imagination. And for Kauai artist Carly Kapp, block printing is a good pathway for a novice to pursue. Each student leaves Carly's workshop with tangible evidence of what they've learned. And she's on the line with us this morning. Good morning, Carly.
Good morning.
Do a lot of the people who go to these block printing workshops that you do, is this sort of their first venture into that kind of thing?
It is. Most of them don't have any experience, or they have experience from high school, so it's been 20-plus years since they picked up the tools.
Well, it's kind of nice when people want to get back into the world of art and craft, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really exciting, and it's so fun to see what people create. I mean, we host workshops with 25 people, and we're always amazed about how different they, you know, they don't have any expectations of what they're going to create, and they come out super excited and feel inspired, and that's fun to watch.
What are the first steps that they need to take, Carly?
Well, we provide all of the tools that are required in our workshops, and we try to make them really accessible to all skill levels. So for our block printing workshops, we actually use linoleum blocks. Mm-hmm. So they're super easy to carve. You get great results. And like I said, all skill levels can really, really benefit from this technique.
Linoleum easier than wood?
It is. It almost carves as easy as butter. So it's we've had young artists, maybe around 10 years old, that can even do block printing because it's safe, because it's so easy to cut.
Uh-huh.
And unlike wood, where there's a wood grain that sometimes the knives and the gouges get caught up in, the linoleum's smooth, you get a really consistent carving surface.
Yeah, you just referred to a gouge. Is that one of the tools?
Yeah, it's like a V-shaped knife.
Uh-huh.
So it will carve away the linoleum. Basically, block printing is a relief printmaking technique, meaning that the negative area of an image is what you carve away, and
uh-huh.
that gouge takes that out.
Is it best to start with a sketch, Carly, or... Well, you know, how do you sort of go from that blank piece of linoleum and the tools to knowing what it's going to look like at the end?
A sketch is really helpful. You can also, you know, we have people that are tracing designs, tracing words and lettering, making signs. We've had people design logos, even wedding invitations at our workshop.
Uh-huh.
So it's good to come prepared with an image, and then I kind of work with each workshop attendee on what they want to achieve and how best to translate that image or idea to the block.
So what you're going to want to have is the outline of a design at various, cut into the linoleum at various sort of depths of the carving to get the outlines?
Yeah. But you don't have to come that prepared. Like, even if you just have an image or a photograph or a general shape that you want to create, then I'll work with translating that into something that's carvable.
Is the kind of block printing you teach on linoleum, is that sort of once you've got your technique together on that surface, can you then sort of take that and carve into wood and get with more challenging surfaces? Is that the progression that you go on?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it's really good for beginners, and we kind of start with that because it's easy to carve, and we get down the techniques of multicolored prints, and it's a less expensive material for beginners, so it's okay to mess up and to try again, and then you don't have the investment of carving into a wood block that's more expensive or time-consuming to carve.
Well, yeah, I can see, like, it's easy for me to visualize, relatively easy, as a single color image, like a black and white image, but how do you get a multicolored image? Does that take different layers into the linoleum?
You would actually use a different block for each color, so it takes some planning in terms of design of what you're going to print first and what's going to print on top of it.
Uh-huh.
So every color is its own block.
Now that could get tricky, couldn't it, in terms of making them fit with one another?
It really can. It's a lot like screen printing in a way, where you have to think in layers and layers of different color, and we have to do registration to make sure that you line it up right. And it can get pretty technical pretty quick when you start introducing a bunch of colors.
I would think it would, and it's, do you find that some of your students bring in designs that are call for, you know, that are just a little too intricate for a beginner to be working with?
So far we haven't had that. We have had some people do two-color designs, and once they kind of get the format down in terms of thinking of layers, they've been successful. So I would say a beginner can feel comfortable doing a two-color print, but I probably wouldn't expand on that anymore until they get that down.
Well, that's certainly, I mean, there's a lot you can do just with that, even just with a couple of colors.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to visualize some of the tools that you use. You have that tool you refer to as a gouge. That makes sense. That's what you actually carve your design into the linoleum with. How do you then press it down on a fabric or piece of paper?
It's essentially like a stamp. You will coat the block with a brayer or a rubber roller, and you evenly coat it with the ink, and then you flip the block over onto your surface, which can be fabric or paper, and then you lightly press on the back side of the block and then lift it up, and it leaves the print.
Well, you see, Carly, when you describe it, it sounds pretty doable.
Yeah, it is super accessible for a lot of people.
Have you found that to be, have your students in the past kind of stayed with it? Do they come back and say that they've expanded on what you got them started on?
Yeah, we have had returning students that have so much fun that they just like the atmosphere of the workshops that they come back.
Uh-huh.
We had one lady design a logo, and she wanted to add more colors and words into the logo, so she came back to work on that. We also had the wedding invitations that were repeat customers, so that was fun to work with them on the design.
Well, Carly, it's always good to hear about somebody who encourages people to make art, so keep up the good work. Thanks for talking with us.
Oh, great. Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. Carly Kapp is an artist who lives and works on Kauai. She's a UH Manoa graduate with a degree in painting and drawing, and she's offering a workshop in block printing a week from tomorrow at the Princeville Community Center. You can find out more about it on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.